Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. Now, we give a special shout-out every morning to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, also our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, the security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and as well as all those helping to keep America free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there listening on the Third Watch, getting the job done, doing the work you're doing, thanks so very much. And we also appreciate all the different people doing everything they can to keep America moving along, especially our nation's truck drivers. Now, if you follow us on Facebook, go over to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social. Find us over there at Captain's America. We'll take each one of those. And Twitter, our handle is simply at Captain's America. So check us out over there, and we're over there right now, as a matter of fact, talking on the webpage. We've got a couple of people chiming in, and we've got Denise Simon on the phone line. I'm going to bring her in first. Good morning to you.
Morning.
And we've got Aaron, our pal up there in Colorado, home of the Stanley Cup champion, Colorado Avalanche. Okay, Aaron, take it away.
Yeah, well, you know, the Avalanche, they had a great parade, and it looks like everybody that was celebrating, including the team, they definitely had a little too much to drink. But the thing is, I got to talk about this live golf, and I know Denise loves using the word cat, and when it comes to professional golf, the only cat that I watch, if he's playing, is Tiger Woods. So if he's playing, I'll watch. But if he's not playing, then it's very rare that I watch golf. But the controversy with this live golf tour, and of course, is very controversial because it's backed by Saudi oil money, the Saudi regime oil money, and you got the 9/11 families protesting this tour because of the connection of the Saudi government. Because of 9/11, and the thing is, Denise, I'd love to have your opinion on 9/11. Who dropped the ball? In your opinion, who dropped the ball? Was it the CIA? Was it the FBI? Was it both? And I don't think it was from the lower field. I think it was from high above, the top cats of above dropped it. I don't think it was the ones on the front lines. It always seems to be on the top. But anyway, Cap, Denise, have a good morning. Have a good night.
Thank you very much. Okay, go ahead.
Well, it's clear that the FBI had dropped the intelligence and the investigative work when it came to 9/11. And nobody has really explained all of that in some cohesive form that I have seen. It may be out there, but
I haven't seen it.
Nonetheless, Saudi Arabia we can't necessarily conflate all things Saudi Arabia, and I tend to think that that's what happened. You know, a lot of people think that the Saudi royals are the ones that had a hand in all of that, and that's not exactly true, by a long stretch. They also think that they are the ones that plotted and successfully assassinated Khashoggi.
Yep.
Well, there's a whole different story to that, too, because Khashoggi was not a journalist.
Right. He was a spy.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
And a nefarious one at that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as far as Wahhabism is concerned in Saudi Arabia, I would say that the kingdom, the royalty, has been moderating in the last several years with a lot of their, you can't really call it Sharia law, but Wahhabism.
Mm-hmm.
And they are, in fact, an ally in a lot of ways, as crazy as that sounds. Our first Gulf War, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, the Saudis paid for. It didn't cost us. They handled that. And they are trying to prosecute this war, the Saudis are trying to prosecute this war in Yemen against the Houthi rebels. And, of course, it's making a mess out of Yemen, but Yemen has been a hotbed of Al-Qaeda, and an operative state of Iran for years. Iran's not getting blamed for it. The Saudis are, which is the reason by the United States, which is the reason the Saudis really don't want anything to do with the Biden administration for a lot of reasons. They are, as crazy as it sounds, they are pretty decent allies of the United States. So as far as these guys playing golf over there, I don't really care. If we are a nation of, free people, then they are free to do that. I tend, however, to, there are certain standards, there are certain things that I don't compromise on, or certainly try not to, and these golfers, feel a certain way, they don't have to play there.
That's so, right. All right, hold that thought. Hold that thought. Yep, we covered a lot of ground right there, and we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Denise Simon's my guest. I'll be right back.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon? 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. My conversation with Denise Simon from VoutersCode.com will start right after I tell you about Geico. Geico.com brings you this segment of the Captain's America Third Watch. And by the way, they've been saving people money for over 85 years and currently are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers. Now, your local Geico office or the Geico website, geico.com, geico.com, can help you to find coverage for just about anything that you own, starting with the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. You can also have your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, or your RTV all covered by Geico. And here's where you save the money. And I mean save the money. It's when you bundle your car insurance together with your homeowner's policy, your renter's policy, or maybe you've got a condo, your condo policy. Bundle that together, and you'll save a bunch of money. Okay, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, the place to go. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
All right, I got one little curveball here, and it's Backgammon Bob is on the line, so we'll find out what he wants to talk about. Okay, Backgammon Bob, what's your question?
Yes, sir, Ken. I'm just wondering how many actual troops do we have over in Europe right now, and do we really even need anybody over there? And the thing about NATO is NATO is essentially to defend Europe and stuff. And we could get dragged into a very bad situation if we get overcommitted over there. I think the sending, you know, weapons, materials, and like that. But to be part of that organization, is a risk really worth the reward? All right, that's it, Captain.
All right. Well, Denise, I believe that we had 70,000 over there and are going to jack that up to 100,000. And then NATO wants to put not 100,000, but some 300,000 at the ready to go into the eastern part of where all the trouble's going on in Ukraine.
Well, we're very close to 100,000 in Europe, but they're in various places in Europe, including Eastern Europe. Now, I'm fine with wherever these troops are deployed. It doesn't bother me in the least. I would argue that it's probably a good thing. Troops have to be living someplace and working someplace. So, what good are they if they're all, parked at, Fort Hood?
Mm-hmm.
It's not. A lot of them really like, if they have a long deployment, they really like, being in Germany here or Moldova or wherever they may, Poland, wherever they necessarily may be. Poland is, we're building a base there. Poland is a very good friend. And, in fact, I've got a friend over there right now. But anyway, we're not going into Ukraine. It's just not going to happen. We will put some assets in Ukraine, but we won't put human assets in Ukraine. So we're not in harm's way.
Mm-hmm.
We've got too many weapon systems, offensive and defense, that we would be in harm's way. So I'm not worried about that. But so the number is moving closer to closely to 100,000.
Now, yesterday afternoon, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled against the Environmental Protection Agency's attempt to regulate carbon emissions, saying that the Clean Air Act does not give the agency authority to do so. Then, in a 6-3 vote, with the court's liberal justices in dissent, Chief Justice John Roberts wrote the majority opinion that moving away from coal may be a sensible solution to the crisis of the day, but that Congress must address the issue before that happens.
Mm-hmm.
Now, your thoughts on that so far?
I'm fine with that.
Okay. Now, the ruling is a significant setback for the Biden administration's efforts to run the U.S. power grid with clean electricity by 2035 and achieve carbon neutrality by 2050. President Joe Biden had sought to lead the world in tackling the climate change issue. Not going to happen.
Pretty much the entire ruling that came out of the Supreme Court was on regulations. Regulations are not law. And the EPA, along with just about every other government agency, has all these regulations. They can't do this, they can't do that, we're going to tax this, we're going to blah, 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 blah. Well, it's really called the kind of like it's the administrative state. Is that the federal government they have essentially federalized business with these regulations, and that is the crux of the decision, which I think is exactly right. If you don't want businesses to do certain things like, exceeding these emissions or, as part of the Clean Air Act and, water on, then be specific and make it law. But regulations is not, because nobody's approving regulations. There is no congressional or legislative process on regulations. It's just that you get these activists and they write these letters and they stand on their feet, stomp their feet and whatnot, and I want this and I want that, and so then you got these activist secretaries in EPA or the Department of Energy or whatever and they put in these regulations on the fly. So that is what got shut down yesterday, and I'm very good with it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go to the telephone line real quick, and Mel in Saratoga Springs, what's on your mind?
Oh, yes, good morning, Captain. I'm Rob, the leasing captain, yes. I'll try to make this quick. In regards to what was just mentioned about the 100,000, eventually 100,000 troops in Europe, which is Cold War for Ukraine, as far as I'm concerned, when it comes to this illegitimate regime, I find it hard to take their actions as face value, and let alone what they say. A regime or a party such as the Democrat Party the DNC and this occupying the Oval Office and how they got there by disenfranchising 88 million American votes, I find it kind of hard to not believe that by us being over there, we're not going into Ukraine. For the simple fact, when somebody says we have the most inclusive fraudulent voting apparatus, such and such in American election history, and what he's done over there as far as the business with Burisma Holdings and this and that to cover that up. I think there's a lot of covering up that's being taken place with this action with the Ukraine
Let's let Denise answer the
of their actions. Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. Okay, go ahead, Denise.
I get it. I mean, I understand why people don't want the United States involved in all things Ukraine, in the monies and the things that we're sending over there and so forth and so on. I would submit, and it's a fascinating read. The book is titled From the Shadows, and it was published in 2007 by Robert Gates. And look, the book takes you all the way through the Cold War.
Mm-hmm.
And I would argue we're still in it, but that's just me. And it's not about, I mean, the Cold War was not wasn't military hostilities. It was the tactics that was used by all things Soviet Union. And if you read the book, you'll learn some things and maybe think a little bit differently about Moscow.
All righty. Gotta let you go. We'll talk to you on the weekend show. Have a great day and stay low.
All right.
Thank you very much. And oh, by the way, Fred, to answer your question, I'm around July 4th, Independence Day. Yes, I am. That's one of the days that I like being on the radio. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere with more.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
A police chase in South Texas involving an SUV full of illegal immigrants is ending with four people dead. A small Jeep slammed into the back of an 18-wheeler, which was parked at a truck stop in the town of Encinal. Two others are in critical condition. The driver had to be airlifted to a hospital. Police stated the chase started on the border of Mexico. It comes after this week's other smuggling attempt, which ended with 53 illegal immigrants dead in San Antonio. Ketanji Brown Jackson is officially the newest Supreme Court justice, taking her oath at a swearing ceremony Thursday. Justice Jackson is now the first black woman on the high court. This is USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tahi Boutique Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeed, it is time for our military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. We had Bo in studio yesterday, and Bo had a very productive day, he tells me, after he left here and got over to his office. He had a bunch of voicemails over there left by you fine folks that were listening that wanted to talk to him, and you got a chance to talk to him. So there you go, and thank you very much. That's what we're all about, providing you an opportunity to get your questions asked directly by the people that would have had the hands-on. Now, the National Aviation Academy website is naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Go over there, check them out. Notice that they have two campuses where you can become an aviation maintenance technician. Campus number one, Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard. They're right here. I'm in Tampa. They're in Clearwater, like 14 miles away, roughly. And up in Boston, Massachusetts, they're just outside the city limits of Boston, in Concord, Massachusetts. And there you have it. And now you know the rest of the story. They're in good locations. They will teach you how to become an aviation maintenance technician. And I'll tell you what, if you want to learn from the best, that's how you do it right there. Now, they have a phone number. It's 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. You can call them up, and you can ask to take the tour. at either campus or both campuses, whatever you want to do. You can do that, and then you'll know the rest of the story and where it is that you might want to go to school to learn. Because when you get your certificate, you can come right over here, and they'll send it out for you. They'll have people that'll come here, because they do. They come in here and have seminars and whatnot. So good luck to you, National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Now, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, here we go with the rest of the story. Now, there's a very strong possibility that we're going to be sending more of our National Guard's people or reservists that didn't go the last time around over into the region. Now, I don't know how long we're going to monkey around over there, but sooner or later, somebody's going to get real itchy finger trigger happy. And when they do, there's going to be a missile that's not supposed to be where it's supposed to be. It's going to be fired. It's going to go off. There's going to be some really big-time destruction that's going to happen that wasn't supposed to happen because the bomb wasn't that big. There's going to be all kinds of excuses. But nonetheless, we are the ones that are going to have to suffer with the consequences. Now, I will tell you that if you want to change the course of what's going on, and you don't care to get us involved in a war with all sides, all elements of the fight getting involved, then what you need to do is, you've still got time to do it, call your congressman, call your senator, and tell them, do not support this. Because as long as the embassy can't get the big money that they want and the big weapons that they want, they're going to keep asking, sure. But now what? Now what? And, of course, the orange cord for the other weapon that's here that they're learning how to use, that's simple. And that's something that you can do. And, by the way, that's not 220, that's 110. The power for that. So that's simple, keeping that charged up. But we can't just suddenly fold the tent and say, okay, we're ready, let's do this. When you get whatever it is installated on your aircraft and you get the device installed, if you will, then they're going to change the locks. They're going to put up a fence. They're going to do everything they can to make it look like it's even more security, security put on than what they had before. Because it's an age that we live in that we got to pay attention. And our Syrian people, our Iranian people, and anyone else that's in the fight, Russia, yes, I hear you. Time is now to settle down there, guys and gals. Because, again, we don't want a world war. We really don't. We might be waving a big stick, but if we can get the upper hand and let the Russians know that we do have the upper hand there, well, guess what? They'll go back where they came from. And they'll think twice about doing any more stuff. We'll have them in a form of checkmate, if you will. Now, the vessel itself, submarines are a strange cat, if you will. So the vessels are totally different. Totally different than what you might or might not be used to. Now, I'm trying to find something here that exemplifies what we're going to be talking about, but I don't see it. but I'm going to give it another go around here real quick, and I should be able to find it right here. I know I've got plenty of stuff that if I didn't want to see it, it'd be there. But it is what it is. Okay, so let's see here. Let me look it up this way. I'll let the brains of the computer look it up. How's that? That should work. Okay, so X for music. Okay, we'll do it this way. Let's see what we get. See what we get. Oh. Okay. I may have found what I was looking for. You know, we play a lot of the World War II music here for, you know, people that want to hear it. Also, the 60s, the Vietnam era and whatnot. A lot of people don't get a chance to hear that. But we try anyway. We try to keep it all in the realm of things. All right, I'm trying to find this. Let's see, operation. I may have had it here. I may have just found it. See if this does it. Maybe. Let's see. Nope, that's not it either. Okay. Well, I can't do what I wanted to do. I was going to try to play something for you, but I can't do it. It won't let me. So there you go. All right. Let me try something here. Morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning, sir. Thanks for my call. This is Eric.
You got about 45 seconds, so go for it.
Yeah, right on. I heard you talking about hair triggers.
Yeah.
In multiple parts of the world.
Oh, they're all in place, aren't they?
They're all. Everything's set. The table setting is there, and all it's waiting is for somebody to serve up a dish that the other person doesn't like. It could be, pick a topic. And then throughout the Middle East, even into Indo-Pacific region, a lot of stuff going on, a lot of moving parts. And I would like to think that the NATO Supreme Commander in NATO and some of those G7 countries take a deep breath, take a step back, and try to push for more, I don't want to say negotiations, but everybody needs a little pressure relief valve here, because they're locking the lid on that pressure cooker over there.
Right.
And this is I don't remember seeing anything this, tense, if you will. I don't think people want to realize or even believe how tense it is over around those in Eastern Europe right now, and particularly, in the smaller countries like Lithuania.
Well, they're scared to death.
Exactly. That's usually who's going to get hit first. I don't think it's been this serious since I can remember, even during the 80s, during the height of the Cold War in the 70s and 80s, when I was, cutting my teeth, so to speak. So anyway, I just wanted to put that out there, sir, and thanks for my call, sir.
All right. Thanks, sir. Take care. Okay. We're coming back. Chris Markowski, the Watch Talk on Wall Street, is going to be around here with us. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with a lot more. And Chris Markowski, right here on the radio.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Alrighty, this portion of the program, a conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive, in particular, the Moss Acura dealership over on North Florida Avenue here in Tampa. Now, they are right beside the Moss Nissan dealership there, so you can't miss them. Two great dealerships right there together, owned by the same family, Moss, the family, M-A-U-S. By the way, don't forget, you serve, you save. What that means is all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, all church pastors too, get great deals over there for the service that you've provided to our country and our communities, and we appreciate you very much, as well as the fact that you can get Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. So trot on over to North Florida Avenue, take a look at them, or get a hold of them on the web, Moss, M-A-U-S, MossAcura.com. Take a look at what they have to offer. And remember, tremendous deals right now. Your used car is worth a lot more than what it was, whatever you're driving right now. And it's just a buyer's paradise right now when you know you're going to get about 30% more for the vehicle than what you paid for it. All righty. We got Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, with us. And good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
How you doing?
Well, I'll tell you, we're sitting on a powder keg over there in the Ukraine. We were just talking about it. And it's unfortunate. And I don't know what Biden has done to stir the pot again over there, But he's got everybody riled up again.
Well, it's just the entire G7. I mean, and NATO. I mean, so they have Lithuania basically cut off Kaliningrad. Now, if you're not familiar with that, is Kaliningrad's a province. It's not directly attached to Russia, but it's Russia. And not being able to get supplies in. And, I mean, you're going to force Lithuania to do this. So Russia automatically moves missile batteries right there next to Lithuania. You know, now all of a sudden, the G7 and NATO are backing down. And they're going to, you know, try to diffuse tensions. I don't understand what the point is at this point in time. And I'm going to be honest, and it may tick off a lot of your listeners. This has been lost. This was lost a long time ago. We're losing, okay? He's printing money by selling oil. Everyone's still buying it. The Europeans are still buying it. Everyone's buying his oil. That has changed. He's making more money. He has picked up all of these businesses that we decided to leave behind. You try to see how we're going to win this. It's like we're trying to keep Ukraine fighting to the death here. And for what? They're not going to win. I mean, it's silly. I mean, even the Wall Street Journal, the embarrassment. They're talking about that Snake Island and Russia retreating from it. Come on.
Well, I heard about it.
You know, there's nothing. They're not going to get any grain through. Nobody in NATO is willing to escort the ships through the Black Sea. And in essence, Turkey's a member of NATO. They pretty much control the Black Sea there. You know, they're not even getting involved in this. So this is ridiculous. It really is. I don't understand what's going on. But the reality is Europe and the United States, look at our stock market. Look at inflation here in this country. Who's winning or losing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, everything you said so far, I can't disagree with you. You are definitely spot on. But there's a reason for it. I'd just like to know what the reason is. And let's see. Eric just chimed in here. Okay. Oh, thanks, Eric. Thanks a lot. I appreciate Eric just chiming in, and I appreciate what he was doing. I was trying to find something here a couple of minutes ago, and I wasn't able to find it. You know how that is when you go to look for something, you think it's going to be there, and it's not. Way to go. Yeah, way to go. But it wasn't. But anyway, it is what it is, and I do know that this Supreme Court decision yesterday, one of them anyway, the one about the Environmental Protection Act, this could only have broad implications for the federal government's ability to manage other areas like public health and consumer safety. Now, I'm saying that because generating electricity and the EPA, it's a major source of carbon emissions in the U.S., which is second only to China in greenhouse gas emissions. And it sounded yesterday to me, and correct me if I'm wrong, like the EPA was maybe back down 8 or 10 steps from wherever they thought they were before to almost a non-exempt entity again.
Well, you know, it'd be nice, you know, if we'd actually go a little bit further and actually, you know, get the allow for, you know, the actual, you know, dismissal of government workers as well. I mean, they're basically protected and they can't get rid of them. This Supreme Court decision is a step in the right direction. It's something that I have lamented for a very long period of time. This whole executive branch of government and the overreach as judge, jury, and executioner. You know what's pathetic, too? Is the fact that Congress, and in particular the left, on this, they don't even want to do their job. Their job is to legislate and come up with laws.
Mm-hmm.
And basically said, hey, you know, we're not going to do that. We're just going to go out and raise money and campaign and be in a perpetual campaign state or holding, various different, investigations rather than legislate. And they basically punted that over to the executive branch of government and all of these acronym agencies that act as judge, juror, and executioner. And it's wrong. Always has been wrong. And this most certainly, this Supreme Court case, a big one. I'm very happy about this. And I hope the court continues to move and righting some wrongs here. With the court that you have right now, there needs to be a lot of lawsuits being filed trying to, you know, dismantle this bureaucratic state that we put ourselves in, and going law by law, piece by piece, ordinance by ordinance of anything that's unconstitutional. Need to get back to that, and right now we have a pretty good opportunity to do so.
Yeah. Well, look what happened with Roe v. Wade. For years, we sat there. We knew it. We knew that that was a states' rights issue. We talked about it a lot over the years and said how this ever got moved up the line, we don't know. Well, somebody screwed up. Now they got it back where it's supposed to be. We understand it. We know about it. It's called the Constitution, stupid. And nobody wants to believe it on the other side of the aisle.
Well, yeah, again, it's I think this one's going to, I think right now, I think people are kind of finally starting to recognize, you know, that it's not that, you know, as big of a deal as they thought it was. You know, this idea that abortions are banned all around the country is just ridiculous. It really is. So
I still heard it. I still heard it yesterday. A woman walked into a place where I was at. I was getting some tires replaced, and she was talking about it with me because she knew I was a radio host, and I explained to her what was going on. She goes, well, what do you mean? What do you mean nothing's changed that there's still abortion? They said there's no more abortion. You can't get an abortion. I says, yes, you can, ma'am. I says, all they did was put it back in the state's laps.
Yeah, and again, yeah, it hasn't changed. I mean, I think, and I don't have a problem, you know, you're going to, you know, right now, obviously, certain states are going to want to lower the time frame, and I get that. You know, there's a compromise that could be had here. There really is. It's unfortunate.
Mm-hmm. Now, oil has dropped down significantly again. I was looking at it here a little while ago, and I'm going to pull it up again real quick so I can tell everybody. The wholesale price of gasoline is down to $3.65 a gallon. It hasn't been that cheap in months. Months.
Again, I think that, you know, to some degree, I think you're getting some the cure for higher prices is higher prices in some respects, and I think that there's some, you know, pull back, and obviously some of the supplies are increasing, which has been, you know, helpful to some degree. But the underlying trend is still to the upside. You haven't seen a big break, but when it comes to this, OPEC's going to pump a little bit more out. It's not going to really do much. A lot of it has to do with refining capacity, and we really haven't seen any changes when it comes to that.
Mm. Okay, let me go to the phone line real quick. Okay, Ian, go ahead.
Real quick, I got a question for Chris. Agree with everything you're saying, and I listen to your show. It's good. I disagree with your sentiments about we need to dismantle the bureaucratic state. But my question is, I say that anything we do to dismantle is futile. We have to dismantle the first. We have to get rid of the central bank and the Fed, because that's what finances this gigantic Leviathan government. So I say that anything we do is futile until we go after the real cause, which is the Fed's ability to conjure money out of thin air.
Okay.
What say you?
Okay, go ahead, Chris. You got about 10 seconds.
Well, no, there's no doubt about it. You know, the printing of money has put us in the pin right now. The money that the pay.
Okay, my friend, have yourself a great day, great weekend, great show. Look forward to hearing it on the weekend. Chris Markowski, The Watchdog on Wall Street. See you on Monday. All right. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, the website, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, his website. Go over there, check it out. I'll be back. Frank Silvato, Underground USA, will be with me, and away we'll go.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.